Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and those that will be showing dairy cattle this summer at local fairs. You know, a lot has changed in our world since the discovery of HPAI in dairy cattle in late March. As we look at the impact of influenza on what we do on our dairy herds, it has also impacted what we need to think about as we head to dairy cattle shows this summer at local county fairs and other events. Here in Kansas, at this point, there have been no limitations placed on showing animals, specifically lactating dairy animals, at county fairs, with the exception of what we need to do for transporting those animals. Number one, you must transport that animal with a health paper, or what we call a CVI. So you need to work with your local veterinarian to get this form completed. These forms are good for 30 days. The local veterinarian will also have to contact the Animal Health Department in Kansas to get a permit number so that you can move those animals. That movement number is good for 15 days. Now, once you get to the fair, some other things you might want to think about is how you're going to handle things at the wash rack to avoid nose-to-nose contact, as well as if there are any common water troughs that are used by multiple animals. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers and other dairy cattle exhibitors to realize that things are not the same this year as what they were last year as you go to local county fairs.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.